اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Know well that the life of this world is merely sport and diversion and adornment and an object of your boasting with one another and a rivalry in the multiplication of riches and children. Its likeness is that of rain. When it produces vegetation, it delights the tillers. But then it withers, and you see it turn yellow. And then it crumbles away. In the hereafter, there is either grievous chastisement or forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure. The life of this world is nothing but delusion.
سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
So vie with one another in seeking to attain your Lord's forgiveness and a garden whose width is as the width of the heaven and the earth, one which has been prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. That is Allah's bounty, which He bestows upon those whom He pleases. Allah is the Lord of abounding bounty.
Is as the width of the heaven and the earth.
If this verse is read alongside Al-Imran 3:133, it will be evident that the gardens and palaces that will be granted to people in paradise will be provided to serve as their dwellings. However, the inmates of paradise will not be confined to these gardens and palaces, but will be able to traverse about the entire universe, which will also be turned into paradise.
ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير.
No misfortune ever befalls on earth, nor on yourselves, but we have inscribed it in the book before we make it manifest. Surely that is easy for Allah.
لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ.
We do so that you may not grieve over the loss you suffer, nor exult over that what He gave you. Allah does not love the vainglorious, the boastful.
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ومن يتول فإن الله هو الغني الحميد.
Those who are niggardly and bid others to be niggardly, and he who turns away should know that Allah is self-sufficient, immensely praiseworthy.
لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز.
Indeed, we sent our messengers with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the balance that people may uphold justice. And we sent down iron, wherein there is awesome power and many benefits for people, so that Allah may know who, without even having seen him, helps him and his messengers. Surely, Allah is most strong, most mighty. And sent down with them the book and the balance that people may uphold justice.
Here we find a succinct statement describing the essence of all prophets' mission. All God's messengers brought along with them three things. 1. Bayinat, that is clear signs, strong and persuasive arguments and lucid directives. 2. A book embodying the teachings needed for mankind's guidance so that people could turn to it for enlightenment. And 3. Mizan. That is the criterion of right and wrong that might precisely indicate, as does a balance, the golden mean of justice that eschews extremes in thought, moral conduct, and interhuman relationships.
Wherein there is awesome power and many benefits for people.
The statement that God sent down iron immediately after stating the prophet's mission clearly indicates that the word iron is not used here in its literal sense. Instead, it is used figuratively to signify political and military power. The purpose of the verse, therefore, is to stress that God did not raise his messengers simply to put forward a scheme to establish justice. It was also a part of the messenger's mission to strive to put that scheme into effect. Likewise, it was a part of their mission to acquire the power needed to establish justice and to render powerless all those who would try to disrupt or resist that scheme.